Speak like an anointed girl. Sit like an anointed man. Think like an anointed man. Don't be thinking like an oppressed man and expecting your oppression to be over. No, never. You take the man out of the bush without taking the bush out of the man.
The embassy of all nations, the arena of love, as you listen by faith, you are connected to God's power. May the Holy Spirit meet you at the point of your need and minister His love to you. Now here is Apostle Edmonds Okorede.
Grace, thank you for your word that you give to us each time we come together. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for the wonderful ministries you've given to us. We appreciate you. We worship you. Father, our hearts and our minds are ready to receive your engrafted word, which is able to save our souls. Fill us today. Renew our mind. Renew our thinking. Change our levels and change our lives. Heal, deliver. We stand in awe of your majesty as your word comes to us. We receive revelation from your word by faith. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Take your Bibles. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Amen. May you be seated. Hallelujah. You know, there is a posture. Have you heard this before? I don't like her body language. Have you heard that before? If you've not heard it, hear it now. There are certain body languages that communicate wrong message. I'm trying to give you some first thoughts that will really help you. There is characteristics of failure. There is what? The way someone is standing, I can tell if that person will do well in interview. The way they are standing, I can tell. It's a wisdom key. The way someone sits and listens, I can tell what personality they carry. God will give us opportunity to teach about the characteristics of warriors, because we are warriors for Christ. God will give us opportunity for us to teach about that sometime. But I'm just giving you thoughts, you know, of the Holy Spirit before we start Bible study tonight. There is a posture of your body that tells your heart. Just like we have people who can seduce opposite sex. You see, seduction does not come by mistake. Seduction is a planned act. Actually, it's a practiced, rehearsed, planned act to seduce someone. And so, why are you talking this? Because, as Christians, there is a way we carry ourselves. There is a way we sit. There is a way we stand. There is a way we listen. There is a way we talk. We behave our beliefs. Hello? We behave our beliefs. I keep watching you guys in the camera. And I think, come on. The victors in Christ Jesus. Why are you sitting there so everything is gone? No one is there. Only Jesus is there. And now I'm not so sure if he's there. Why? Sitting like this. Oh. You know, there are postures that demonstrate what is inside your heart. We are victors in Christ Jesus. We have the higher life. And if we have the higher life, we should not act like chicken. We should not sit like pitiable, poor, but going to make it to heaven anyway, that kind of a Christian. No, we should be bold. Sit like a warrior. You know, one of our friends, as he shares some things with us about divine healing, I got to know some of these things clearly, but then I do know it before, but then it became very clear to me that a Christian, the way a Christian stands, see intelligent personnels, CIA, inspector, when they are looking for someone who offends the law, they are not looking for a guy who's standing like this, so balanced, and or a girl who's standing so confident. You say, what's your name? And they say, my name. Why are you asking of my name? Do you know me somewhere? But you see, they're looking for the one who's not like this, who's standing with sight, you know? The sign is, because they're not so sure. Those who stand with sight, see, it's not, you know, sometimes if our shoes, you know, is maybe too tight for our leg, probably sometimes we would like to stand with the sight. But I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the hobby. To buy new shoes, whether it's tight, whether it's loose, whether they stand with the sight. This is. You are. I don't want to say it. You be bold. Hello? Hello. Be bold. There is a way. This way you should walk. We're sons and daughters of the Most High God, not some small God that fell down and landed in Kerala, or landed in Karnataka, or landed in some village in Africa. We serve the Most High. We, some Christians, I don't know, did you see, no, behave somewhat, no? See, imagine if I come out and preach to you like this. We all will go to heaven someday. Praise the Lord. I need to be encouraged if I do like this. I can't encourage anyone. And so in the teaching of dominion, power of God, we can see someone who have the power of God. We can see it in their posture. We can make out. Don't have a very cheap posture. You make yourself vulnerable, exposed to attack. In the dark, obviously those people cannot be in the dark. And illegitimate. Who's there? Who's there? Who's there? All is scared of everything. Where is it? We are warriors. We are soldiers. We should be strong. Walk with confidence and royalty. Don't walk like some poor thing. Walk with confidence and royalty. Now, some people may say it's pride. This pastor is teaching them how to be proud. I forgive you anyway, because that's exactly some of the things I'm going to be sharing today. Amen. So that's the thought of the Spirit of God. He wants us to be confident. He wants us to be warrior. Even I see some of my sons standing and standing like this. Why are you standing like this? Stand properly. You're a man. Chest out. Pastor, I don't have any chest. The one you have, bring it out. It's not funny at all. It's not funny at all. You remember 1 Samuel 17, David was standing in front of a giant. How do you think he stood? A wind will blow him off like this. Be bold. Jesus is Lord, and His life you have received. Some of you, the problem is with many Christians, they think they are doing the word. So because they assume they are doing the word, they feel they are fine. They think they are doing the word. So they feel the problem. Where is the problem coming from? The problem is from you. You are not doing the word. For example, let's look at meditation. Each time we come here, we give a beautiful opportunity for God's people to meditate on the Word of God. And I don't know what they do during that session. Meditation installs the reality of God's Word into your human spirit. It is not possible for something to argue with the Lordship of Jesus Christ if you truly meditate. It's not possible. You are not meditating. Oh, come on. Is it in your case then the Word of God? What's the power of the Word of God? How come in your case it's somewhere, it went somewhere or something? Come on, we're warriors for Him. We are mighty men. Like Psalm 82 says, God stands in the congregation of the mighty. Psalm 82 verse 1. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. Who is the mighty? Big question. Who is the mighty? The mighty must be offsprings of the Most High. Don't keep one kind of face, one kind of personality that attracts sorrow and critical demons. Somewhat you are. And even when you talk, you are not so sure of what you are saying. The centurion, I will never forget what he said in the word, I am a man of authority. Are you a woman of authority? You want to become MLA first before you say that? If you cannot say you are a woman of authority where you are right now, you will not say you are a woman of authority even if you become the president of this great nation. Carry yourself. Give a description to yourself. Don't let people give a description to you. Be bold. I didn't say be arrogant. Be bold. Carry yourself. If Jesus was the type that walks like this, when demons see him, they will suspect him if he is impersonating the Son of God, if he is trying to take a wrong identity that is not his. Is he walking like this, standing like this, Like this. Your head movement, all your head movement as you're sitting, I can tell how your emotions are. It's just a military. It's okay. See how the soldiers were picked in Gideon's day. He didn't say, show me the biceps, use the sword. He said, drink water. And then some, he said, that one is not going. And then the one that cup water, so watchfully cup the water. And his little thing is ready. Why drinking water is ready? We are believers of the King of Kings, the one who defeated Satan. Fearless one. Behave your beliefs. Tell your friend, offenses will come. Say it very well. You are scared to say it. You know, offense, that's what we're talking about tonight. Offenses will come. But you see, the first thought is that there is a way we should be. As the first thought from the Holy Spirit, there is a way we should be. We should believe us. There is a way we should be. I remember a story of Brother Smith Wigglesworth, blessed memory. Smith Wigglesworth went into his house and his rocking chair was rocking and he was the only one at home. Some Christians, I don't know, shout Jesus, they will call neighbors, they will light candle, everything, firewood, to go there to see what is going on. He walked up there and saw some funny looking creature on his rocking chair. And he's laughing and looking at him. And he told it. Nothing, he said. Are you the one? He hissed and walked and went to his bed. For some people, they won't sleep in that street that night. Oh, the devil has come for me. The devil has come for me. Some of you, devil is just playing with you because you don't know who you are. He said it. Nothing. Are you the one? And he hissed and walked off and went to bed. He didn't even say, come out, fire, bind you, nothing. He said nothing. He called him what he is. Nothing. Are you the one? And walked off. And went to his bed and slept. Some people will not wake up. Yeah. They help the devil to kill themselves. Stopping their breath. It's not funny. You know, the Bible, the book of Proverbs said the rich man is rash with his words. Why? He is bold because of his possessions. One day they came to meet Jesus and told him, oh, Herod is looking for you. He's going to kill you. He said, go tell that fox that I will preach today, tomorrow I'll heal, and next tomorrow I will do BTS. Go tell him. Say, go tell that fox, he said. Jesus, when he spoke, sometimes you think, is he Jesus? He said, go tell the fox. He didn't say, go tell that fellow. No, go tell that fox, he said. Read your scripture. The man was bored. The man, because don't forget, Herod had beheaded his cousin. So when someone goes, oh, sister, Herod is after you, because already he's beheaded someone. And someone who's mighty, who everyone believes is a prophet. And now they come, Sister Herod is searching for your address. He's looking for the Google map. He's searching, turn off your mobile. Sister, turn off your mobile. Jesus said, go tell that dog. Today I will preach, tomorrow I will heal, and next tomorrow I will do DTP, Discipleship Training Program. Go tell that dog. He said, Jesus, learn his fire. Don't be you. You go to one dark corner of your room, turn off the light, go to the dark corner. You know what it means? I'm available. Spirits, critical spirits, lying spirits. I don't want to say terrible one, no. I'm just helping you. I'm available. Discouragement, where are you? Discouragement, are you not there? I'm in the dark waiting now. Bible says we are not of this world. We are from above. How will they know that you are from above? You want to read Bible to them? Who will stand to listen to you? Especially in this kind of nation. Maybe where I came from, where we have a lot of revival, maybe someone will try to listen to you. Not here, or any other part of the world. You have to show your faith, wear your faith, speak your faith, sit your faith, act your faith. And once again, act doesn't mean pretend. Act means you put in action to what you believe. Doesn't mean you're pretending. I see it all the time. Look at Peter, right in the gate called Beautiful. He saw the lame man that's lame from his mother's womb. I like the statement he said, look on us. Ooh. I don't see a lot of Pentecostals who say that. Look on us. No, they said, look to Jesus. Where is he? If I was a blind man, I would say, where is he? Says, look on us. Look here. If I go to a church and say, I bring healing to your sick body, they say, see that proud fella. Say, bring healing. Only Jesus Christ can. Then why didn't he heal before I went to the service? Now, I'm not trying to say Jesus doesn't heal, but I'm trying to say here, understand your authority. Take your authority by the horn. Use your authority. Don't be chicken. Peter was arrested, and James was already beheaded. James was already killed. Peter was arrested, thinking that till after Passover they will do something to him also. You would think he slept. He was sleeping. Why? He who keeps Israel neither slumber nor sleep. And apart from that also, he said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. What's the worst that you're scared about? What's the worst? That you will die. Die? So what? What's in this world? Pastor, what are you teaching me? You said I should die. What is in this world? Oh, you, Pastor. Are you angry with me? I'm angry with Lucy's, lazy bones. Those who do, you know, they are not able to use what God has given to them. What is it? What is your problem? Speak like an anointed girl. Sit like an anointed man. Think like an anointed man. Don't be thinking like an oppressed man and expecting your oppression to be over. No, never. You take the man out of the bush. Without taking the bush out of the man will be in the bush, in the palace where you took him. So, until the man think free, like a king. One of my sons, he's there in the camera. I like what he said. He was, some situation happened. Then he said, I am a king. What did he say? He didn't try to say, Jesus, no, he's done it. You use it. How will the government feel like each time you bring the identity card or whatever card they gave to you with stamp on it, you go to the office to bring the boss who stamped it to tell to tell the maybe the office or who require that ID to prove it. You go and knock, what, sir, I am applying for a job. They said I should give papers, genuine papers that I'm an Indian. So I came to take you so that you can tell them that my passport is genuine. My international passport is genuine. What did the man say? Okay, wait, I'm taking copy. I will come. And I will come and tell, which company? ABB. Okay, I'm coming. Where? Mumbai. My tickets are ready. These Christians do it all the time. And they listen to, oh Jesus. Oh Lord, Father, use what is given to you. Act it. You don't believe it. If you believe it, you speak like Peter. I don't have this, but I have this. Take it. Peter didn't feel something. And you know, some of you, I love you guys so much. Pastor, when we are worshiping, I feel smoke came from this side and light came from this side. It's beautiful. Peter felt no smoke, no light, no stars. He knew what he got. And he said to the man, what I have, I give to you. Now I don't have some money. What I have, I give to you. In Jesus Christ's name, rise up. The fellow is still looking. He took him and pulled him up. And when he was arrested, Peter was arrested. I didn't finish our story. And the church was praying ceaselessly for Peter. That's one fact, one spiritual fact. And Peter was in fear. Peter had false feared and denied Jesus how many times? He had false feared. He had false acted like a chicken. Because the Lord told them, pray. They didn't pray. They didn't prepare themselves for the time of test. You can't pray when the people came to arrest Jesus. You are supposed to pray before they came. Effect your father and prayer, a righteous man availeth much. There is a way. Christians are. Come on. I saw it in myself. I have to see it in you. Many years ago, coming from the church with my Bible, a man walked up to me in Ikeja, Lagos. I've said this several times. I will keep saying it. And he said to me, can you describe the way to the police station? In 1-2 minutes, I described it. Then he said, thank you. There was another man, older, elderly man, gray hair, and this fellow who was looking to the direction, who was looking for the direction to the police station, left. And that elderly man said, young man. So I turned and looked at him. He said, who are you? There is a way you speak, he said. He said, you speak so well. Who are you? He said, I am here to train people who speak just like they were created to. Kings and priests You don't see priests. If priest is shaking, going to the presence of God, you know sin is in his life. Yeah, because he'll fall down dead. If a priest is going, making a, he wants to give sacrifice for someone's sin, he's thinking, will I come out? And then he just he falls down. And there's always some thread, some nice rope they put on the waist in case he doesn't come. You know, God is so beautiful. Now we come into his presence with boldness and thanksgiving. We come into his presence with boldness. Now when you come into the Most High's presence with boldness, who else shouldn't you be bold in their presence? He said, come to me and find grace in time of need. The throne room. Let me discuss what I have today. I'm not able to get out of it. You have to get out from this chicken mentality and act. Wherever you go, when you see this, who's that girl? I'm not talking about arrogance. Hello? Hello? I'm talking about boldness that is contagious. It's like something that can be transferred when they look at you. Boldness can be transferred to them. People cannot look eyeball to eyeball. You can tell the personality is very... You are warriors. Tell your friend you are a warrior. Don't act like a fearful citizen. When you walk into somewhere, I'm not talking about the sound of your shoes. People can buy that one. I'm not talking about your perfume. People can buy it. This they cannot buy. They have to believe what you believe to get it. This is the life of God. When your mind is full of your troubles, obviously you will parade a chicken mentality because you're full of troubles. But if your mind is full of life, if your mind is full of power, if your mind, you know what we taught in the new subjects in BTS, if your mind is full of oneness with God, you know you have the answer, even though you may not have it in your head. Is in your spirit, because I am what? One spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17. I'm one spirit with him. You have to act it. People act fake scripts and build mansions with it, and they sing in it, shoot gun in it, and do all sorts of things in a fake script, fiction. Here is a script that gives life. And we instead we act our situation. We are programmed with our situation. It's not working. I had bad dream, bad thought. This whatever this whatever. It is there in our mind more than this. Obviously, that will be the mentality. The mentality will be loser mentality, weak mentality. Excuse me. You should be strong. Bible says, Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Attend services earlier on, and I can't wait for the pastor to finish. Sometimes I want to go home to see that problem that is disturbing me all these days. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, it says we are seated. Chapter 2. You see, we are seated together with him We are what? We are seated together with who? With the one who defeated principalities and powers. We are seated together with him. Are you acting like this? We are seated together with him. Not we shall sit. Come, let's go there. It seems like the Spirit of God just want me to speak on this. Ephesians 2. We are seated together. Not with some failure. With King of Kings and Lord of Lords. She's talking. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Seated. No wonder some people have a vision of Jesus crying. These things makes him cry. After going through such pain, rejection, such shame, and gives you victory, you are not able to make your life good with it. It is very painful. You are going through the same pain which he went through. Why? Saints, let us read this verse. I'll tell you something. Chapter 2, Ephesians. I'm reading the New American Standard version. It says, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly...
Jesus is Lord. Don't go away. This message will continue shortly.
The road to freedom.
Freedom means that you enjoy your rights. That's freedom. You enjoy your rights. When you know Jesus, you have access to freedom. All the freedoms. You have access to the general freedom, which is for the entire human race, through the sacrificial blood of Jesus. Two, you also have access to personal freedom.
The road to freedom.
Satisfy the human heart. Money cannot satisfy the human heart. Pleasure cannot satisfy the human heart. Comfort cannot satisfy the human heart. Nothing entirely in this world can satisfy the human heart. Jesus is the Son of God, is the Word of God made flesh. God's Word made flesh. And he walked the earth. And he faced the things that we're facing, passed through the difficulties that we passed through, and was without sin, the Bible says. He was without sin. He was sinless. The seed of God's Word became flesh. And he died on the cross for my sins and for your sins. And the Bible says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The name of the Lord Jesus. You can call upon that name wherever you are, and you can be saved today.
If you are not yet born again, we invite you to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life by praying this prayer. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I am a child of God. I now have Christ dwelling in me. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations.
You are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please get in touch with us by calling any of the numbers displayed on your screen or visit our website.
Nothing entirely in this world can satisfy the human.
Welcome back. Now let's continue the message.
Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, transgressions, made us alive, say amen, together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Verse 6, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 7, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll read the same verse for you in the Old King James. And you would realize so many things. Ephesians 2 verse 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He didn't say shall sit, he said he's made it. He's done it. I am seated with him. One day I went to church, so much discouragement in my heart, so much distraction, so many things in my heart. But I can't wait to go to church because I know when I get to church, I get baptized in the Word. And when I get baptized in the Word, many dirt, spiritual dirt, falls off. I get recharged. I get enabled. So I can't wait to go to church. Sometimes I face very discouraging things at home. Very, very discouraging things at home. I'm talking about many years ago, more than 15 years ago. Before I ever got married, I'm talking about a single man. And this time I went to church thinking, what's happening in my life? Oh Lord, what's happening in my life? And I am not so sure right now if the pastor read this verse, but this verse came alive to me. I'm seated together with him. Then I thought, why am I complaining? A man of authority will command. Hello? Me thinking, oh, see, the house is so dirty. Oh, see, my car is so dirty. My car is smelling. Oh, Lord, Lord. No, 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 no. Boys, clean it up. Isn't it? What happens? They will do it. You don't know what will happen. They will do it. Clean the car. Clean the house. Do this. They will do it. But you're thinking, oh, see my life. Oh, see how dirty my car is. Oh, my house is messed up. Oh, you're just wasting. You're wasting your energy. You're wasting time. And so I realize that I have authority in Christ Jesus. And I was teared up in that service. But this verse was in my heart. I'm not so sure if the pastor read it or the Holy Spirit gave me that verse, whatever it is. But this verse was in my heart. I couldn't wait to go home. And I went home. I walked. Now listen. I walked empty house. Because that time my sister had moved. I was living in an empty house. I had nowhere to go. Some of you, I had nowhere to go. Empty. My sister had moved. She told me, move. I had nowhere to go. She told me, come with me. But there were some conditions the Spirit of God placed in my heart. I cannot go with her. I was sleeping on the mat. There was nothing in the house, and that to a house that they've just moved out of it. I cannot be sweeping it and cleaning it. It's in a very bad shape. I mean, dust everywhere and papers, things there, you know. Slept in the mat. And here I went to church. I always like to walk back home because I like to think what God has shared with me in the Bible study. Many of you, I don't know, you're waiting for Bible study to finish. What is that? How can you be victorious? When I finish, I was going home and I'm thinking what the pastor shared. And I'm thinking what he shared. He said that shouldn't be a chicken. Why should that be a chicken? And he was thinking what he said. He quoted this and he quoted that. And he quoted this and like that. And then this verse hit me. Ephesians 2. I'm seated with him. I told you what one of our sons here said. Something happened and he said, I'm a king. You have to Amen. A man was kidnapped. And he said, what's your name? He was talking in tongues. I said, that will not help you. We'll kill you here. He continued talking in tongues. You know, we who know where the power of God is, we know how to stay it up. He was talking in tongues. He kept talking in tongues. And they said, we're going to kill you. You can talk any tongue you want to talk. We will kill you. He was talking in tongues. Suddenly they started feeling somehow because he's not stopping. They say it's enough. Reduce the volume. Increase it. You're the one who went to kidnap lion, now. Huh? You feel it now. He was talking in tongue. They say it's enough. So, then the fellow said, what is this that you... what is this? We are looking for something. What you want to bring this? What is this? So commotion started among them. Fight started among them. He did nothing. Oh, praise the Lord. No. Then they said, why are you leaving? He said, Makaba, Liba, Shadaba. They said, drop him anywhere. Drop him anywhere. And they dropped him. Have you ever seen someone they kidnapped and they dropped him? Have you seen it? There is power that is above power. You are complaining and living somewhat. Come on. Your brother is king of the universe. Stop that sovereign pity party. The devil is using that to correct you and to remote you like kite. You know kite? He's using it like this. He's not there. Why? Pity. Feeling pity for yourself. Feeling bad for yourself. Where is the life of God? You think Jesus will come and bring the life of God? He's giving it to you. You use it. I went home that day and nothing was home. Obviously, nothing will be there. They moved from the house. What do you want to put there? Manna from heaven? Nothing was there. And I went home. And I started walking the room. People can say or give you instruction to do something, but the one who has done it will not shift from the instruction he gave you, because he has done it. It worked for him. But people can speak. They can learn and speak. I didn't learn, simply learn to speak. I was pacing that room, empty room. My voice was echoing into the other rooms. And I was saying, poverty is not my portion. I refuse to be poor. You spirit of darkness, I release myself from you. I was speaking to my problems. Many of us, we speak about our problems. It's very, very human. You know, my son is like this. My children, my finances, my husband, my this, my relationship, my career, my studies, my mind. You see, I have loss of memory. As though you are loss of memory model. You seen it? I have loss of memory. As though you are modeling loss of memory. I have the mind of Christ. That's how you attack that. Where is my mind? You shut yourself in the room. Where is my mind? I command my mind to remember. I have the mind of Christ. You begin to speak it. You will not tell Christ to come. He is giving you. He is giving me. Use it. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I refuse to forget. How can I forget? I have excellent mind. I have excellent mind. I function in excellence. I function in excellence. I'm an excellent boy. I'm an excellent girl. I'm an excellent woman. I'm an excellent man. You begin to speak what you have in Christ Jesus, and that attacks what the situation might be. I spoke that night, I spoke, and you know what starts happening? Thank you, Jesus. You have a feedback. You have what? The feedback is joy, daughter. The feedback, joy, some joy comes in. You start feeling joyful. Hallelujah. You start laughing with hunger. You're very hungry, oh? But you start laughing. I know who I am. Hunger will go. But when you sleep, you still come back. Yeah, practically, because it's, you know. But oh, I know who I am. I know who I am. Hallelujah. I refuse to give up. I know who I am. He who keeps Israel never slumber nor sleep. His light is shining in me. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I'm bold. I'm confident. I am what God says I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know.
Thank you for listening. We know you have been blessed to partner with us or to give your support. For more information, please visit our website, www.ohoride.org, or write us via email, office@ohoride.org, or call number +91814790873. EOM Internet Church, distance is not a barrier. You are connected to God's love.